you know it's coming. You know it's coming. And then he hits it, man.
All right, we're going to go to break because we got Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro coming up. We're going to talk with the doc.
Gotta
take us out.
All right, so like I said, man, Giant Eagle Market District in Robinson. Man, we are on 102.5 WDVE, and it rocks. What's up, what's up, what's up? We are back. Chalk Talk with Arthur Don't Cross the Moats and the main man, Craig Woo Wolfley, in the Giant Eagle Market District in Robinson. And can I just I got to go
what's
ahead
it,
with
brother?
It, man.
Go
because
with
you know tonight's injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine, and my favorite, Spine Care.
You know, everything was aces until you got to Del Toro. It's not Del Toro. It's Del Toro. It's
that's
like
right,
the
Del Toro.
Yeah,
Del
Toro. Oh, you're beautiful. You know what? You just were nailing it out of the park. And then you just went
I can't
over
say
one too
Del
many.
Toro. I can't say it like that. Jeez.
You can say it however you want to say it. My mom would say Jose Antonio Ramirez Del Toro. That's how my mom
I see, so we both been saying it wrong. Jose Ramirez.
So you
Jose
say it
Antonio.
Because now he's going to do that the whole time.
Jose Antonio Ramirez Del Toro.
Oh, I like that.
My wife likes it when I speak.
You get that little roll going. Yeah. I like that. Well, Doc, it's good to have you back.
Doc's in the building, man.
Thank you. Glad
Doc
to be here.
Doc is in the building.
What is the Orthopedic Group? Is that just a group of you docs that all like hang out together?
It's just a group of awesome people that do sports medicine and spine care. Yeah.
You know,
our group is a hospital owned private practice. It's semi private practice, and we have orthopedic surgeons and non surgical sports medicine specialists and foot and ankle surgeons, and we treat all sorts of people. And for me, it's a sports medicine that I love.
All right. Now, we wanted to ask you about shoulders.
Yes.
And issues with shoulders because, I think of my buddy Tunch Ilkin. You know
Tunch. Yeah, I know that guy.
Well, 1 year, he messed up both shoulders. He got shot the last, weeks, shot in the
Right. Injected.
Clarify.
Yeah, injected. Yes. Injected,
yeah.
Took a needle in each shoulder the last, 10 weeks of the season.
Yes.
That was – I had to get a shoulder shot once, and I sat behind him when he was getting both of them done. I was like going, I don't want to do this. It's not fun stuff.
Right, right. So shoulder injuries, the most common shoulder injuries in football, I'd say, would be rotator cuff injuries.
Yes.
And then an injury of the labrum. We talked a couple weeks ago about the labrum and the hip. The shoulder has a labrum as well. The labrum the shoulder has a labrum as well. The labrum is a lining that deepens the socket where, with contact with the head of the humerus, as the arm bone goes into the socket, it deepens that area. And it provides good surface contact and good motion for that shoulder.
And now with the labrum, a lot of times, don't you tear when your shoulder subluxes, correct?
That's right.
Or when it pops out.
So he said the word sublux. He's correct. When
man,
goes,
that was
throw it out there, man.
That was big.
Hey, I'm here all week, guys.
Scrabble points.
What he means by that, this smart, studious JMU graduate. By the way, JMU is a good school.
Hey,
great school.
See, there we go.
My sister-in-law went there for a year. Beautiful place.
She's a great person there. Yeah. I love her.
So what he's talking about is when if you're in a position, let's say you're grabbing
quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. Let's say quarterback. No, not the quarterback.
Running back, because it's going to be forced.
That's right. The quarterback's running away from you.
So it's a running back.
So you grab him and you're going forward. He's coming back and your arm continues to go back. Yeah. That shoulder can come out of socket and go right back in. With a dislocation, it comes out of socket and it doesn't go back in.
Correct.
When it subluxes, it comes out and pops back in. It sometimes catches the labrum on the way back and you can tear the labrum and it can cause a lot of pain and instability. The labrum provides a stable base for that shoulder as well.
Oh, that just sounded painful.
It's painful.
Most of the time when you tear your labrum, it does require surgery.
Yeah. For
athletes. Up here like you're like you're the doc.
I'm just saying,
For professional athletes, it does, or for people that are doing a lot of overhead work.
Yeah.
But there are other instances that you can rehabilitate the back of the shoulder,
which is
the shoulder blade. So where the ball meets the socket is the end of the shoulder blade. And all these muscles back here, as you move the shoulder, if the socket is not moving properly on the ball, then that can cause pain too. So if you can rehabilitate the back of that shoulder, you can sometimes offload that labrum and live a normal life with a torn labrum. Now, you might get in a situation where you're skiing and you go to fall and then it pops out again, but you can live pain-free. And most of the time, my question to the patient is, what do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? If you want to be doing high-level things like these guys are doing, these athletes, then you might want to have surgery for that.
Or eat candy.
Or eat candy. That always works. Or the German potato salad, right?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it on the show. Always important.
Puerto Rican rice and beans, same thing.
Oh, yep. There it is.
We all have our favorite.
That's right. But you can live a normal life without doing, you know, too terrible amount of stuff with a torn labrum and not much pain. Yeah.
Now, what's life like reaching above your head?
Yeah, you can still do it. Well, you can still do it if you rehabilitate properly. And over time, these things heal. It's very interesting. They may not heal fully, but your pain can go away. But to provide the most stability and for these guys to do what they want to do, often surgery is required for the labrum.
Yeah, but obviously, just like a snowflake, no two labrums are alike.
Correct.
No two labrum tears are alike.
Some in the front, some in the back.
Exactly. And then for some of the guys, you know, who do experience discomfort with the labrum and things like that, if it's to the point where you feel that you don't need surgery and you can eat candy and still go on, you can avoid that.
That's right.
But sometimes when you sleep a certain way, you'll feel it. You know, one of my friends told me about
that. That's correct.
Yeah.
In season, what we do with these athletes to get an injury in season, we put them in a brace called an armadillo brace.
That sounds awful.
And, you know, it limits how much motion you have, and it provides a stable support for the shoulder.
Oh, you mean
during
when you put shoulder pads on?
That's right.
If you see, so for the casual fans or the doctors in making, you know, who want to watch it and understand what we're talking about, when you look at the guys in their uniform, usually on their right or left bicep, you'll notice a wrap, whether it's a black band or some type of belt buckle type looking, you know, apparatus on their arm, and that's the armadillo that he's referring to. It restricts the motion and the movement, but it keeps you safe. It keeps you from further damaging it. That's the purpose of the instrument that you'll notice on some of these
players.
So
if you have two shoulders, you look like a T-Rex out there, right?
yeah, because you can't lift your arm.
We had a guy on our basketball team in college. He was 6'11", and he had like a little bitty arm. So we call him T-Rex. He basketball, and he couldn't.
I like it.
6'11", he had little arms.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Great player, though. Good shooter.
Okay.
And a little arms.
Now, Arthur, you sound like you had one of those.
Who, me? What?
Yeah. Little arms?
No, no, man. No. Now, I was referring to this friend that I knew.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just have a great relationship with this guy. You know?
Right.
And he had armadillo arms. He had, you know, the sublux of the arm, of the shoulder. You know, it popped out, but it popped back in. And, you know, he was able to rehabilitate, as doctor was talking about, you know, strengthen the muscles around there without actually having to go through a surgery.
Tell your friend, too, that the biceps often gets involved in that.
Yeah.
And so you really got to make sure you load back here, because the bicep will try to do all the work. So tell your friend.
And especially when you got big biceps like my friend. He has huge biceps, man.
Big armadillo arms.
But very short arms. You know? Big bicep, but short.
He's a T-Rex armadillo.
Yeah. T-Rex armadillo. Very rare species.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Doc. I once tore the pad off the heel bone.
Ooh.
It was the most unusual injury I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
What in the world
caused it? What'd you have done for it?
What did I have done
for
it?
It didn't require surgery, did it?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think you shot it and then you played.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's back in the day, you shot it and you played.
That was surgery.
Yeah. Just give him a little injection, he'll be all right.
That's a very painful condition.
Well, you know what? I met the great Leroy Selman. I was playing against him.
Yeah.
And he was on a bull rush, and I stepped with my foot into the second base slide box that was covered over. But at Three Rivers Stadium, you would have, you know, those the slide boxes would have artificial turf, but there was a divot, and my heel caught in it right when I heard a rip in my head.
Jeez.
It's weird sounding, you know what I mean? Like something tore.
You're lucky your Achilles didn't tear.
Because
usually the Achilles goes first.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of tension on that Achilles, so it's what goes first. You must have been... Do you remember if it was early in the game, late in the game? You must have been pretty warmed up because muscles must have been flowing.
It was later in the game, and it caught me by surprise. He came off the tackle. I picked him up, and then it was like, you know, Katie barred the door. It was a battle to stay upright at that moment.
Yeah, you're lucky that Achilles didn't.
Yeah, you know what it felt like? It felt like I was wearing a high heel on my left foot.
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, like, I don't know. Ladies, I don't know how you do it. I was very swamped.
How did you know what a high heel on your left foot feels like?
I could only imagine that's what it felt like. Thing. It swelled up like crazy, man.
Yeah.
So when you're running, it was kind of like, it felt like going,
Well, yeah, but you bizarre. Know. Jeez. You must have been a physical specimen. I'm serious.
I mean, hold on. I'm talking about V.
That's
Craig
Wolfie. That's right.
I think you have the wrong image here.
Because most of the time, the Achilles is under most pressure. And it just pops. So,
and that's what you don't want.
You do not want that.
What, the spit or the
yeah,
thing?
Listen, the fans at home didn't see my spit coming out.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. That
it's like sitting in the front row of a Gallagher concert right here, crying out loud, man. We bring in Bill Cowher, we could just shower everybody. No, that's seriously, I mean, I never knew how close it was to something where you could pop the Achilles.
Yeah, the Achilles pops you down for the year.
Now, I have had serious like soreness in the Achilles.
My friend has had that too, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Your friend?
Yes.
Okay, explain. Yes.
So my friend actually, he had a high ankle sprain.
Yes.
You know, a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And throughout the rehab.
Very interesting.
You know, they were saying that, hey, you know.
Your friend isn't calling up to have a high ankle sprain.
The rehab was good. Hey, I'm just saying, my friend said the rehab was going good, but he doesn't feel like it properly healed. So a lot of times, he still would have discomfort in his Achilles, and especially to the touch, certain areas he could touch back there, and it would feel numb, like a weird numb tingly sensation. And sometimes if he was running and jammed his foot a certain way, he would feel it as well. So I was just wondering.
And the injury was the high ankle sprain?
Yeah, it was a high ankle sprain.
Really?
It happened a couple years ago. And you know, he has a masseuse who would, you know, would massage his calves.
Down in the calves.
And it would relieve some of the stress and pain that he was experiencing. My friend, now, you know, I always try to give him words of encouragement, like, hey, man, just keep eating candy, you'll be fine. But what would you recommend for that for my friend? I'm trying to help him out.
So first of all, that's really interesting. Yeah, you probably don't remember, but a couple weeks ago we talked about arthrogenic inhibition.
Okay.
Which is when you injure the joint, then the muscles around that joint tend to tighten up to provide protection, and a message is sent to the spinal cord and back to that muscle to tighten up. What seems to be happening in your friend?
Yeah, my friend. Yeah.
Right, in your friend is that area hasn't fully lengthened again or regained its motion. Okay. So that's why massaging the calf tends to loosen that up. Okay. Your friend needs a lot of calf work, calf strengthening, calf stretching.
My friend likes to get grassing. You know,
yeah, grass
is real good. He likes to get the grassing work. You know,
but what you need
like
to look at is
as well
the why. So you need to make sure you're doing a lot of butt exercises, hamstring stuff to offload that Achilles for your friend.
For my friend. I'll make sure I pass the message to him.
Pass that on. But the grass is great.
Okay.
For
my friend. I'll make sure I pass the message to him.
Pass that on. But the grass is great.
Okay.
Hurts, doesn't it? I mean, does your friend?
Well, for my friend, he said it. He said it hurts really bad.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen him sometimes grab the table like,
we got Arthur's little friend. Okay.
Yeah, it's my friend, man.
Absolutely. Doc, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro.
No,
you do it.
Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez Del Toro.
There we go. Thanks, Doc, for coming.
Thanks for having me. Stay healthy.
Hey,
we'll be right
too,
back
man.
After this. 102.5 WDBE.
And it wraps. Hear what's happening with the Steelers directly.